Okay, let's pray and ask the Lord to help us with our worship time. Lord, we thank you for again for being good to us, Lord, giving us your word, giving us a building to meet in, giving us the truth, Lord, that you've preserved us with believing the truth in your word, with the class that Sean's doing with the surveys, Lord. It's just amazing how many things are misunderstood in the Bible, or willingly understood, misunderstood in the Bible. So we thank you, Lord, for preserving us and giving us good teachers and keeping us on the narrow road. We thank you for that. I pray now, Lord, that we can sing these songs out of gladness and joy for keeping us on the narrow road, Lord. And help us to sing these songs because we love you and we want to express that to you, Lord. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this song is about battles, right? It comes up in here about battles a couple different times. Now, when you go to battle of any kind, you have to have your weapons, you have to have your armor, right? But also, you have to have your mind ready. You got to know your enemy. You got to have a plan. You got to have a strategy, right? In any kind of battle. And in the Christian life, it's no different. We have to have a plan and a strategy, and we have to know our enemy too. In Ephesians 6, verses 10 and 12, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." So see, we have an enemy, Satan, and we've got to be ready mentally. We have to have the armor of God, but we've got to know our enemy, right? We've got to be ready, and we've got to be thinking, we've got to be on guard. But see, if we just spend our time always thinking about motorcycles and cars and trucks, like I do, you're not going to be ready. You're going to get your butt kicked, right? Or if you spend all your time thinking about your hobbies, that maybe it's motorcycles or horses, or you think about your house or your clothes or your friends or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your bad spouse or all your problems, if all you're consumed with is the things in this life and you're not thinking about your enemy, you're going to get your butt kicked, right? So, he's smarter than us, Satan. He's smarter than us. He's more powerful than us. So we have to be on guard. So we have to be, like this song says, be strong in the Lord. We've got to be in the Lord, thinking about the Lord, thinking about our enemy, so that we can fight the battles against Satan.
Always the same. Down to
Okay, this next song is called Hosanna, and I looked up what it meant, and it says an expression of joy and praise for deliverance granted or anticipated. So remember when Jesus was riding into Jerusalem on the donkey, and they were all yelling out Hosanna and putting the branches down. See, they were expressing joy and praise for the deliverance that they were anticipating. It was still to come, right? He hadn't died and rose from the dead. But for us, it's different. We sing it with joy and praise for deliverance. It's already happened. He already died on the cross, and he has delivered us from the bondage of sin. He's delivered us from the hands of Satan by the power of God, right? So I was just thinking about when we sing this, let's be thankful that he did deliver us, but also be thankful for this. See, it's easier to believe in something that's already happened than to believe in something to come, right? Anticipating something sometimes can be hard to believe in. So we live in a time where we can look back and know that we've already been delivered from the hands of Satan, and we should be grateful for that, that he did that, and that we know now that we already have been delivered. Okay, this next song is called Blessed Assurance. And I was thinking about the word assurance and how it sounds a lot like insurance. And you know what? There are some similarities in these things, a lot of similarities, not just the way they sound. Because I looked at a whole life insurance policy, and they're actually called an assurance policy, right? A whole life insurance policy. So there's a lot of similarities. And there's a lot of similarities in like car insurance and this blessed assurance. Like when you get in a car accident and you rear end the guy, right? It's your fault. You messed up. You did something wrong. You rear ended him. Call up your insurance company. They pay for it. They take and fix the guy's car. They right your wrong. Your wrongs are taken care of. It's all paid for, right? Just like blessed assurance in the Lord. When you do something wrong, when you sin, if you're a Christian, God takes care of it for you. He pays for that sin. It's all paid for. Your wrong is righted now. Same thing, right? The difference is insurance costs a lot of money. Blessed assurance is free. It's free. God gives us his son, puts him on a cross, covers our sins, every mistake we make. If we confess him as Lord and believe in him, all of our wrongs are righted by what Jesus did. Free insurance, so to speak, right? So, what's your story? Senior song says, "This is my story." What's your story? Look, everybody in here has to have car insurance, and we make sure of it, right? Got to have car insurance. Got to have my homeowner's insurance, my business insurance, insure this, insure that. We all got that covered. But what about your soul? Do you have insurance on your soul or assurance on your soul? See, all the cars and houses and businesses and things are all going to burn up. They're all going to go away. But your soul is forever. So what's your story? Does your soul have this blessed assurance? Look, if it doesn't, go to the Lord today. He offers this free. It's the best deal in town. It's free. Amen. Go to Him, and He will assure your soul for eternity. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that You're a God that's willing to give us this assurance that we can be forgiven of our sins. And Lord, all we have to do is believe in Your Son, confess Him as Lord, which, Lord, we know that means that if we confess Him as Lord, that means He's our boss and we will do what He says. And it shows in our life when we have made You our Lord. There is obedience to You. And we thank You, Lord, that by what Your Son did on the cross, forgiving us of all our sins, living a perfect life and giving that to us, that we can have this blessed assurance, Lord. We thank You for that. Thank You for revealing that to us. And my prayer is, Lord, if there is somebody here today that doesn't know You, You're not their Lord, they don't have this blessed assurance, Lord, that You would show them that they can run to You, leave their life and run to You and look for a new life, and You'll give it to them. Lord, I pray that You would show that to somebody here today if they don't know that. I pray, Lord, that You would help us now as we hear a message, Lord, that You would give us ears that are eager to listen to Your message, Lord, and teach us the things we need to know. In Jesus' name, amen.